Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.jbsba.com, and I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. As I mentioned, it is free. Comes every week by email. We're in our fifth year now with the newsletter, and you'll get it on Sunday afternoon, and I think you'll like it. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And one of the things I like about Giovanni, besides the fact that he's a really cool guy, is that he knows how to make a payroll. He's done that before, just like you and me, and that makes him one of us. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. And, you know, that's your, as far as I'm concerned, that's your ticket to admission in the Small Business Hall of Fame. If you've ever signed the front of a paycheck for somebody else, that makes you pretty special in my book.
Well, thank you very much. I did it for 25 years, and I tell you, I enjoy every day coming in fighting for small business in the political arena.
Well, and I appreciate you doing that because, as my audience knows, as I've said before many times, and as other people have said as well, the question is not whether politics is involved in your small business. The question is whether you're going to get to have any control over those politics.
Absolutely, and you really have to play a part. It's very important for small businesses to pick up the phone, write their senators and congressmen, and play a part in the political affairs.
Right, absolutely. We've got to be involved, and the thing is to the degree that we can't be, because I know a lot of people are saying, look, I'm just trying to make payroll, like you said, Blasingame. I don't have time to go to Washington. I don't have time to follow all these issues. But the thing about it, folks, is the good news is there are organizations that are doing that for you. And there are a number of them out there, and one of them is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the guy who's the chamber has assigned that responsibility is talking to you right now, Giovanni Cortolo. And one of the things you guys have been working on lately, Giovanni, is this issue of the liability costs for small businesses.
Absolutely, Jim. We always knew this was a high issue in the minds of small business owners, and part of the problem is trying to quantify it. Our Institute of Legal Reform just came out with a groundbreaking study a week ago, and it really quantified the cost to small business, and it showed that small businesses pay a significant cost as far as the tort reform system and tort system in the United States, and that's 68% of tort costs amounting to $88 billion a year, and those are for business small businesses mm-hmm. with $10 million or less in annual revenue.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of expense. And how does that manifest? How does that break down in terms of different types of exposures?
Well, certainly it's settlement awards and defense costs paid directly by uninsured businesses, liability insurance premiums, liability insurance deductibles, damages excluded from insurance policies. All of this add into that figure. And what's really concerning is less than half actually go to plaintiffs. Mm-hmm. It goes to lawyers and it goes to administrative costs. This is a tremendous problem in society, and we really have to rein in those costs.
You know, another thing that happened that a lot of people probably don't think about very much, Giovanni, and that is we're still paying, small business owners are still paying for, in my opinion, the expense that 911 costs a lot of insurance companies. And here's what I mean by that. I heard Warren Buffett say, we had not been charging enough for liability insurance, and we've got to fix that. And so, consequently, pre-911, a $3 to $5 million liability umbrella for a small business was one of the best values you could get out there. It wasn't that expensive. Today, it's very expensive for that kind of liability.
Well, we hear the cost of liability insurance as a major issue for a lot of small business owners. Right now, small businesses with $10 million in annual revenue or less pay $150,000 a year in tort liability costs. Now, that's not only insurance. That's out-of-pocket settlements and different other aspects. If you're making if you have $1 million in annual revenue a year, it's $17,000. And that's money that could be going to hiring people, to expanding one's business. It all adds up, and it's a very expensive part of doing business for small business.
What can we do about this, Giovanni? What's the U.S. Chamber doing about it?
Well, we're chipping away. It's not going to be a major reform. You know, there's three or four laws in Congress. Class action reform is very important. Asbestos reform is very important. Small business product liability reform is important. There's several laws in the House and bills in the House and Senate that we'd like to see passed. Medical malpractice reform. All of this adds up, and some of it's targeted and some of it's general, but we really have to have this legal system corrected.
Well, the thing is that, as you know, the jobs engine of the U.S. economy is small business. And if we don't realize, if the politicians don't realize that we've got to take care of that goose that's laying the golden egg, then we're going to wind up killing the goose. And this tort reform, if we don't get some tort reform, that's what's going to happen, I'm afraid.
Absolutely. We are no longer a island. We are competing globally, and we have to rein in our costs of doing business because we will continue to be a global economy.
What is it about that some of the politicians don't get? Giovanni, what do you think?
Well, it's a tug of war in Congress. You know, you have a lot of constituents and a lot of different aspects that are pulling at different areas. We feel that small business has to get together within their organizations. We hope certainly they would join the U.S. Chamber, but many fine organizations out there, and together we can work to get some of these bills changed, but it's a representative form of government here.
That's what we've got to do, folks, and I really encourage you. You've heard me interview a number of people in these organizations that Giovanni just mentioned. One of them is the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and your local Chamber of Commerce, and those aren't mutual. Those two groups aren't mutually exclusive at all, and these are people that are up there on Capitol Hill banging on the doors and saying, this is not good for small business. Let me tell you why you're hurting small business when you vote for this, or here's something that you could do to help small business. You and I can't do that, folks, but these people do, and all they need is our support. That's the reason I encourage you to do that, and that's the reason why I want to tell you about them. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Giovanni Cortolo. He's the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. We're visiting with Giovanni Cortolo. He's the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Giovanni, what are you trying to get specifically? What are you asking the government to do with regard to liability costs for small business?
Well, class action reform is very important. Medical liability, we get a two-for in medical liability reform. We reduce the tort costs, and we also get cheaper health care, which is another stumbling block, big stumbling block for small businesses nowadays. Costs are just going up leaps and bounds, double digits.
Is there a form, or is there some kind of some talking points, or some kind of a letter that my audience could find on your website that would help them to talk more intelligently to their elected representatives?
Well, as far as the legal liability under the Institute of Legal Reform, easily found on the website. You can find all the information on the small business study, but also we put out a small business platform that's on the U.S. Chamber's website and readily available, downloadable, that we sent to the RNC and DNC as far as all business issues that we feel are important for small business.
And that's uschamber.com?
That's correct.
www.uschamber.com, and they can find the
I'm sorry, it's uschamber.com, correct?
.com, yes. And they can find the liability cost fact sheet there, is that right? I think that's there. And also they can find the platform that you delivered to the Republican Committee and the Democrat National Committee as well, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So now, what did you when you talked to the platform that you delivered to the two parties? What were some of the main issues? We talked about liability. What are some other things that you told them that were important to small business owners?
Well, what we did is we got our small business council together and tried to get themes that were very important that typified problems for small business. At the top of that was health care, and obviously we've seen so much of the rise in the cost of health care, liability reform, but also workforce flexibility, the increase, constant trying to increase minimum wage, workforce laws that prohibit small businesses and trying to be flexible with their employees, tax relief, red tape and regulations, infrastructure. We don't realize sometimes how much that plays a part, where if your telephone lines go down or electric lines or gas spikes, that does impact small business, international trade, and government resources.
Now, I'm going to make the assumption that the U.S. Chamber is in favor of association health plans.
Oh, we are.
AHPs. And folks, this is something you've heard me talk about with other groups and with other people. And I'm glad to know that, Giovanni. Of course, it doesn't surprise me. But AHPs, association health plans, tell the audience a little bit about what those are.
Well, association health plans allow small businesses to pool their health care costs together within associations. And by doing that, we foresee the cost of health care to be reduced. Big businesses are allowed to do that now. They can spread their costs over many states.
The government does it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But unfortunately...
All we're asking for is to be treated the same way, aren't we?
Absolutely. We have to have the ability to defray the cost of health care and reduce those costs, because they're just strangling small businesses.
So if the association health plans go and get in place, would the U.S. Chamber be offering would you be involved in offering a health plan to your members?
Well, we've been asked that many times. Actually, no. We feel that we're pushing this, and we're not pushing it as a self-serving measure.
Mm-hmm.
We feel there's enough associations and local chambers of commerce
right.
that will be able to take advantage of this. So we're not doing it as a self-serving type of effort. We're doing it because we believe it's going to help small business.
So that would be something that your local chamber would band together with other chambers across your region, or maybe across the country, would band together into one group, one large health group. And that would really improve the coverage and the availability for small business of healthcare, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We feel that there's enough associations that will be able to take advantage of this to provide a terrific system. Again, we don't want to appear self-serving and pushing this law. So we know a lot of state and local chambers would be able to band together
right.
to do this very properly.
And now, as far as if someone wanted to be a member of the U.S. Chamber, tell us how they would do that.
Well, that's very easy. You go onto our website, www.uschamber.com. There's adequate links to show how you can join. You can be an e-member. You can be a regular member, where you get our publications. This all goes into strengthening small business, and it strengthens our hand when we go to Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, that how much by you being able to say you've got this kind of membership behind you, that gives you a lot more clout with these guys. Giovanni, I want to thank you for the good work that you and the U.S. Chamber are doing on behalf of small business. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks. Giovanni Cortello, ladies and gentlemen, that's uschamber.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I think you'll find a lot of good information there, and consider joining their organization. We'll get Giovanni back another day. Quick break, right back with Lois Geller after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
A band is blowing Dixie. Double fault.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.